seats. Listen to this. Listen to this chair that has a squeak and the whole microphone system here. We're going to get chairs on cement. That's what we got. For Your Freedom's been a local DJ at Free Radio since 2010. When the day he stormed in on Tom Paine's birthday and demanded that he be allowed to broadcast.
Topless here, who carefully checked and made sure that the show we were preempting had already run once. Unfortunately, it was an ecological show, so we had a pounding on the door within 20 minutes.
Yes, we have molded the collective to, you know, take a different look. We've changed their whole precept of what free radio could was.
I just took advantage of the anarchistic process to push through a few things to make it less oppressive on newer DJs.
Now, was this part of your original concept, or did you just acquire it?
No, I just got impressed when I got here, and if I fuck this, then I realize it doesn't have to be oppressive for the next person.
Was it true that when the first time that you were at one of the meetings that you weren't allowed to be there yet?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that was a standard policy. Unless you'd filled out an application, you couldn't even become a DJ. I said, fuck that. I'm not filling out an application. I don't need no stinking application to pirate radio. Where the fuck did all these rules come from?
Yeah.
And so eventually, now if you know a DJ, you don't have to fill out an application.
That changed about free radio. Mm-hmm.
And you can attend the
101.3 FM, I might add. Yeah, here we are at freakradio.org. We're almost losing our antenna transmitter site. But we've still got time, and I'm interviewing Free Your Freedom, a local DJ who's had a show on the last couple months. How long? 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday. And then he's been part of Free the Land since 2010, and alongside Tangerine Dream Team, which is the show that I have from 7 to 8 to 9, depends on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, you call that news 6 to 7 loosely, roughly, sometimes kindly, depends on, sometimes we get local politicians, and sometimes we just rap ourselves. We've been doing that in the last couple of years. Free has an interesting playlist that he uses, and I've always admired how he can...
The compliments won't work.
I'm trying to get him to talk, but he...
No,
if
no,
I
actually,
don't
you're
shut
interviewing
up,
yourself.
He won't.
I just use links from, I bookmark them in, from YouTube and, export it, trim out the parts I don't want. So I used to do web programming. I notice what I use, so the radicals, I don't follow music. You're getting feedback because the sound's up too high. You need to turn the sound on the amplifier there.
Well, why, thanks. I didn't know I was getting
feedback.
That's
why I didn't want to give up the chair.
I didn't know I was getting
feedback. I had to take a pee.
Gee. Whiz. You took a piz or whiz? Oh, yeah.
I had to give up the chair.
So, anyway.
Now my levels are probably down. No,
I'm
actually, they look all equal. They all look all equal. They look equal.
I'm out of control.
No, they look equal now.
All right, I'll trade you.
No, that's fine.
Do you feel more comfortable in this chair while I interview you?
I'm just teasing you.
So, anyway, so just tell me more about how you used to produce your show at the beginning and how it changed. Because of YouTube and all that.
Well, I also watch the streaming listeners, and I can see what people like and don't like. I can't tell for sure how many listeners there are, but I can see when I lose listeners. And generally, if I do anything religious, I'll lose listeners.
Okay. Then you switch from religion to philosophy?
Well, I still do it. I don't give a fuck.
Did you go into physics instead of philosophy?
Well, it's just stuff I know, so you can't find this anywhere else.
Okay.
I mean, other people have come up with dusty plasma for ghosts, but I've gone more detail. I've never heard anything like that on Coast to Coast. I've gone into more detail on what it is. This is like one of the great secrets, you know, that the cults have kept forever. I mean, they might not even know that it's actually dusty plasmas, but these are the things they use for magic. Cyclotron magnetic resonance masers for astrology. I mean, other people have come up with magnetic resonance, there's a book on it. but not that exact formulation. And that is also created by even like moons that don't have magnetic fields just from interacting with the solar wind. So all the planets have an effect, not just the ones with magnetic fields. And the effect is electromagnetic. It's not, like I said, cyclotronic magnetic resonance. And that also works with our consciousness, too. Our consciousness is actually magnetic resonance between these hexagonal microtubules in our brain. It's not the neurons. It's just the wiring. Consciousness is the waveforms.
Consciousness and rhythm, yeah, in our brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a big pipe organ, really.
Huh.
And the more coherent those waves are, the more they're synced up, the slower time seems to travel and the more conscious you are. Psychedelics will do that, and also sometimes people in the zone, like I think it was a basketball player saying, when he's in the zone, it seems like everybody else is standing still.
Yeah, sometimes you can't tell if the ball is moving towards you, if there's, you know, how do you know what's mass and what's space and what's moving and what's still and what's heavy and what's light? How do you tell what's doing what? Isn't it concomitant and dependent on the other one? It's not either one or the other affecting the other. One's blameless, not blame.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Okay. Is that a question?
Hey, I threw you off. Okay. Well, you were just saying something that reminded me of that.
Okay.
So go ahead. Finish what you're saying about, I don't know.
Physics. What else? Forget. What else?
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry.
That's enough. Those two. I think there was one other thing that you can't find anywhere.
Oh, you're talking about the brain and like it's like.
Yeah, that's like Hameroff and Penrose. They came up with those theories. It makes sense to me. It's like one of the great discoveries of the last 100 years is what is consciousness. Most people have no clue what consciousness is. These guys, you know, came up with it.
Which guys are that?
Well, Hameroff, he's like an Arizona anesthesiologist. He even calls it the Bing effect. He said everything is conscious. Even an electron is conscious, but it's only conscious once every 10 million years because there's not enough complexity there. The human brain is the most complex thing there is, almost. And so it can sustain a large consciousness. But even like he would say, you know, like bacteria, or they can find their, I forget what a specific one, can still find their mates even though they don't even have a brain because they have these little microtubules that are resonance chambers. Resonance is a lot how magic works.
All right. Resonance is how magic works.
How your consciousness works, and that's how your consciousness can interact with the dusty plasmas.
Explain about resonance being how magic works.
Well, because you're interacting with the quantum fluctuation which contains all the universes, so there's like no fixed thing in there other than, you know, a resonance is, say, like you have a tuning fork that's A. You hit it, and your guitar that's tuned to A will start vibrating in resonance to it. It's because the waves it sends out make a waveform, a complete waveform on that string, like a quantum. That's why there's only quantum levels to the electron shells, is because only certain orbits can fit in there exactly, a harmonic. It can't be a half, you know, 3.5 or something. It has to be like 3 or 4. So that's kind of what resonance is, how it interacts. And it's not well studied. Most of the occult and metaphysics is ignored by regular science because it doesn't fit in their paradigm.
Uh-huh.
And then I also do politics.
I don't know why you would bother. Okay, so if you have physics, and you have philosophy, and you have astrology,
well, philosophy,
and
religion,
you have the science of medications of...
Well, like, I used to sell vitamins, so I know
talk
some...
Talk about some of the ways that some of the nucleic and the peptides and all that affect
you. I got a... Like I said, you can run a few of those. I just did a couple of PSA in my PSA folder. We talked about the inosine earlier. It can actually regenerate nerves. That's extremely interesting. That's
iosine.
A nucleic acid. It's also in the same family that beans, that certain beans like lentils, garbanzos, and pintos are very high in nucleic acids, the RNA, DNA, so you can use it to rebuild your tissues and stuff. And generally, you know, if I'm not eating those kinds of foods and yet I'm still taking a bunch of vitamins, I don't feel as cool as when I am taking those and taking a bunch of vitamins. They work. A lot of the nutrients interact with each other, so you have to get, you know, you have to get them all, really. And the other one, tart cherry for cancer, Yeah, that's mostly with the new stuff I'm taking. I generally just take a good multi, which is hard to find. There's like, 30, 40 ways they can screw up. So very few of the vitamin companies do a good job on it. And then I'll add calcium. I drink a lot of milk, so I don't add calcium, but I'll add magnesium. Magnesium is one of those nutrients like vitamin D that most people do not get enough of. You're not going to find it in your multivitamin formulas unless you get like a 5 or 6 tablet formula, because it's just too bulky to put in a pill. It's very important, especially for athletes who use up a lot of magnesium. And, if you have a heart attack, the first thing they do is hit you up with magnesium. So, to protect yourself in the future, you should always, and I recommend the magnesium malate. I know it's part of the malate's part of the Krebs energy cycle, so you get a little extra there too. And then you take antioxidants on top of that, pectinol or grapeseed extract or CoQ10 or a really nice one is, what is that one? I forget. Vitamin C, vitamin E, and then all kinds of herbal sources of antioxidants. And then I take a few extra ones like inosine, DHA for the fats. I get some flaxseed, not just for the fats, but also for the fiber, the water-soluble fiber that's in flaxseeds and green apples. That kind of stuff is good for when you pull a muscle. Another thing that's good for muscles is bromelain. It's a protein digestant. There's some formulas that have quercetin, bromelain. That's quercetin is an antioxidant. That's anti-inflammatory. And bromelain, the protein digestive one, it lowers the inflammation, and it it may actually clean up cross-linking of proteins too for aging. You have to eat the bromelain though on an empty stomach, or otherwise it'll just digest your protein. You have to get a strong one too. There's some very weak bromelains out there. You have to get the high GDUs, I think they are.
What do you think of MSM?
That's why this came out after I... Is it a vegetarian source? I'm not really sure. That's for the joints?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really taken that one, so I don't know. I don't really have joint problems. I'll immediately go to green apples if I have a joint problem.
And why is that?
I don't know. It seems to get rid of them. Probably the water-soluble fiber, the pectin. Not really sure.
Are you familiar with the diatomaceous earth?
Yeah, it's supposed to be cleansing. I don't eat dirt, though. If I can avoid it.
Isn't it true everything is in dirt?
Uh-huh.
My father used to say, you eat a ton of dirt a day, whether you want to. I don't even know if he knew that.
Well, dirt's like shit that doesn't smell. I just don't eat it. We're gonna point it. Doesn't shit turn into dirt after it's composted?
It's like stuff's blowing through the air all the time, and I have to wear glasses, sunglasses. Because, you can get dirt in your eye, and I had a bloody eye for a week. Just because that stuff blows through.
Ouch.
Gets windy. So you can absorb dirt through your skin, your pores. So you don't have to eat it in order to get it.
Diatomaceous earth. Chlorophyll, a lot of people take chlorophyll. I don't really.
I'll
get it in kale or something, which has other benefits. It's, got anti-cancer because it's in the cruciferous family. It's got the chlorophyll. It's got green carotenoids, which are good for you. It's good to get a lot of colorful food. You get the orange ones from yams or carrots. And I think it had something else. But it does have the disadvantage that if you don't cook it, it will block iodine absorption, so you don't want to take it at the same time you take a multivitamin with iodine. A kale is one of the better vegetables. As is broccoli sprouts. There's a poison in the adult plant that's not in the sprouts. So I eat broccoli sprouts instead of alfalfa sprouts. There's something in alfalfa sprouts I think that's bad for your blood.
Sprouts are really good for you, aren't
they? Yeah, well, they're concentrated food. Yeah, but then again, if you're into non-killing, you're killing a lot more little babies when you eat sprouts than when you eat an adult plant, So plants supposedly can feel pain. From what I read way back in the day, but I don't know what the current research is on it.
Actually, okay, what about pain? So does that mean they're going to be plant ghosts then?
That's a whole other topic on the dusty plasmas.
All right, never mind.
Yeah. I haven't worked in the vitamin field. Because I could never get a job in this town. The only people that get jobs in this town are friends of the person who's doing the hiring. So that's why we have very low quality help in this town, is because they're all friends. They're not based on merit. So they're busy chatting with their friends instead of waiting on you in the restaurants. A lot of people complain to me about the poor quality of the restaurants in this town, poor quality food, poor quality service. I've seen it where I used to work, too. I mean, one person ends up hiring a whole bunch of people, and they use office politics to squeeze out other people. I could never get a job doing vitamins in this town, although, you know, I've yet to meet anybody that knows more.
Well, you could probably get one because Staff of Life, you said, I heard you say that it's
I've tried there many times. The same woman has been running that thing forever. Oh. She does a very poor job, in my opinion.
Well, maybe
they don't even come
job.
Up to you and ask you if you need any help like they do, say, at Way of Life or Jack's. I mean, most...
There was one fellow who did. He started doing that. I was in there the one time, and I was trying to find some good protein. He went out of his way to go back and
Well, maybe that's just because you're an attractive woman.
I don't know. He's in his 20s, 30s, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes you get, but, you know, like I said, I've gone in there for years and almost never do I get asked, do I need any help? You know, it's one of the poorest service, but they have a lot of vitamins, so I still buy stuff there.
Yeah, but you mentioned you like to go over to another place that's in Capitola.
Well, I bought very few vitamins there, but it just, you know, if I want to talk about vitamins, he knows what he's talking about.
Oh.
Jack's.
Yeah.
I was recommended by other people. People tell me he knows a lot of stuff, so I went, he does know a lot of stuff.
What about ordering vitamins online?
Well, then you're not going to get any help. You can get it cheaper, usually cheaper.
And what do you know about NAC?
For a while, I had my own vitamin business.
Wow.
Now, I had very few customers, but, you know, I was in the phone book, and I had a reseller's license, so then I would get, like, free samples, like the honey people with the pollen. I get these huge boxes of honey vitamins, like, all free.
What was the name of it?
I forget, but you see them, they're kind of expensive.
I mean, what's the name of your company?
Vitaman Freedom. I don't have to register. You don't have to register a business name if it contains your name.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but I tried to do it here, you know, and Source Naturals wouldn't sell me any vitamins because they know Santa Cruz and they.
I know Mara's wife. She does that too. She does this vitamin whole thing.
I used to get a lot of Source Naturals when I lived somewhere else, but not here. By the way, I have some inside information on there. I knew somebody that worked there, and they said they get a lot of consultants, and they do have. They carry a wide variety of vitamins that other manufacturers don't carry, but I think they had a lot of rats running through their warehouse when they were over. This was like 5-6 years ago when they were up in Scotts Valley, and one of the consultants told my friend, he's like, he's quitting, and he told her, he said, don't eat the vitamins, but I can't tell you why. So we surmised it's because there's rats running all over the bottling plant, but that's all changed now.
Do you think rats eat vitamin-filled food, they'd be bigger and better, badder?
Maybe they've been eating the vitamins. We have rats here. You know, this town is full of rats.
Yeah, but we have Ben lovers, and we wouldn't want to have Uncle Jerry's and Ben's ice cream. What is it called?
I don't know. You're way off.
But, you know, somebody at one of the meetings said Michael Jackson. I don't know. They made some joke about Ben the rat. Because Michael Jackson would not want to kill this rat.
Well, I don't think our collective slum landlords want to kill the rat either. I looked it up. I mean, basically, it's their responsibility. Theoretically, we shouldn't have to pay rent, assuming we weren't, you know, drawing the vermin here by leaving food out.
We never have to pay rent.
Huh? No, we pay $500 a month. That's why we're always broke.
But we don't get to talk to our landlord because they're subletting, too.
Well, they're practicing... Sub-landlord. Sub-slumlord
landlords. So really, we're triply illegal. Because we're subletting from... There's not supposed
legal.
To be anybody in here.
No, there's no one can sleep here.
Well, no one's
although
supposed
it's,
to...
Although, you know, I passed it so that we could.
Then an inspector
but there's
came
no
through
here.
And they asked if anybody was down here, and they told him no.
Well, don't give up all kinds of shit.
So there's not supposed to be anybody down here.
Right, but we're a business, so it's all legal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but you can't use this for residential. So, yes, if we moved out, they would immediately put residents here, and they would be illegal.
Are we registered?
Because I don't think any other business would rent this dump. So, essentially, we're paying a very high price for very low quality.
Yeah, it's a business transaction, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
But whether it's legal or not, I don't know.
We're just too lazy to move.
We've got to move somewhere.
I say we, but I may be gone from the collective here in 6 days. It's a moot point. Again, it's repression and oppression by, you know, people that claim to not be oppressors.
So what
I
makes...
I get some pretty shitty letters from them. I mean, yeah, some of our DJs have been a problem for the people at this house. But then again, you know, we have to take virtually any DJ that comes in the door because we need the money to pay the rent. So that's why the free radio disc jockeys are maybe not the nicest people.
Free radio doesn't have much pride, does it? We must be the most self-loathing.
Well, I mean, when they do get in trouble, like one person had trouble with these collective, and you know, that's part of our rules not to bother the house here, and so he had to get straight with the house before he could get his show back, and that never happened. So,
yep, I do recall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what?
And, I mean, I've heard that their anarchist meetings, they want to throw us out.
So if we could find any place to rent, it would be, let's see, we have it written up $500. Here somewhere.
Hopefully without a rat.
Clean, downtown.
I run into enough rats, you know, trying to get me arrested. I don't need another one trying to do a show. That's just a pun, I'm sorry.
Well, what else have you learned in
this
the last...
This isn't really about me. This is more about free reading the studio, huh? Since, that's okay. I like talking about myself.
Since I was asking questions, you're not ready to be quiet yet. What else have you learned in the last 3 years since 2010 while you were here?
Well, I mean, I learned a lot.
And what have you taught
activism.
Us? What do you? Well, how would you summarize
teach.
It?
I'm not a teacher.
How would you summarize your stay and your shows? And
I
how many shows
warning.
Have you done? So let me
Fuck,
count them
I
up.
Don't know.
Let me count up how many you
I don't
have
know.
On
the
archive.
I mean, there's been deleted shows. There's no way.
But
not all of them are posted.
Where is that?
Since 19... I logged out. It's since 2010.
Yeah,
January,
how many?
2010. I don't know. Who cares?
It's
an insignificant fact.
It counts them up. It categorizes how many you've had. On there, radio. Because
they're
you split
archived.
Them up from the Tangerine Dream Team show, but
yeah,
really,
some
you were,
of those.
You were doing dual shows too. You
Free
had,
the Land mostly is my stuff, but I'm on some of the Tangerine Dream teams, and you're on some.
And
of
then
the
there's
land.
Some in the afternoon you haven't even recorded, right?
I don't record the music shows anymore.
But you know, but you
that
have
way I can play the same songs
spiels.
Over and over. As long as it's not a show.
So the last show I see up here is called Free the Land Vitamins.
I just posted some of the PSAs I recently did. Because like
oh.
I said, I'm probably going to be gone, so I try to post everything I can. I can't get to the old computer. I went to my network places. There was no freaker network under it, so, you know.
Oh, you
I can't
tried,
put,
huh?
I can't, yeah, it's...
Let's see how many shows that you've done in the last 3 years, because...
Who cares? Like I said, move on.
Because people could
Do you
go
have another question?
To Radio for All. I mean, also...
They could go to freakradio.org. Click on
and
the archives.
And click on the archives. Thank you. We have an echo.
Tangerine Dream Team or...
Who's doing the interview?
Free the Land.
See.
Well, you're actually talking about free radio more than anything
no,
else.
No, I'm trying
so.
To say where you can find out Free the Land shows. I see the Tangerine Dream shows. Now, where's... Doof. Okay, by series. I wonder if it's under Free the Land F. So it's under Tangerine Dream Team. Let's see, F. it's probably down a ways. Free Bradley Manning Show. Free Thy Land. Is that what you called it?
I put some of my...
Free Thy Land?
Just
oh,
my
free
show.
The
I backed him. I did him
no,
secondary backup after some of my shows disappeared here.
Wait a second here. Free the Land. It's not as many as I thought.
I haven't done many since 2010, really. I just cut back. After I saw that there's really no point to political stuff in Santa Cruz, I lost
Somebody
interest.
Somebody called themselves Free Thy Land after you...
That's me.
No,
those are my
Free
shows.
The Land is yours.
Yes.
And somebody started one called Free Thy Land.
That's me as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I just said that. Twice.
Then I can't really tell. Okay, you have at
least... You gotta work on your interviewing skills.
Look, I'm trying to do three things at once here.
I know. You could just be interviewing, but instead you've gone off on a tangent.
I'm counting the number of shows you've done. You have 60 shows.
You're obsessing over
the last
a small
3 years.
Detail.
Look up our...
That's another thing I've learned. Very, very many of the activists suffer from obsessive-compulsive disorder because they want to control
and rabidity at the mouth, too.
There's some very good speakers. I'm not one of them.
So, yes, you speak a lot.
More of your good speakers are in the news.
You are Everyone over knows. Top of a lot of other speakers like me.
Oh, I interrupt, yeah.
Yeah, you're interrupter. Mm-hmm. Interruptus.
That's the autism.
Okay, so do you want me to interview you about any of that? Do you have any autism in your family?
No, I don't want to get into that.
You into it or not into it?
It's of no interest to the audience.
Well, you brought the A word up.
Well, I just threw it out there. So,
I know. You threw it out there like an autistic person would. So what does it all mean? Asperger's?
In addition to obsessive compulsive, I suffer from, Asperger's. I'm good with numbers, bad with people, and verbal.
Anyway.
Autistics don't even look in the eye.
He says it with a smile.
They don't.
You
they
have
don't know when to talk and when to
vision.
Shut up. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I talked over you.
Whatever. Like
so
I said,
so
this is my last show. Soon the pain will be over.
So what has been painful about doing this show?
Well, it's nice to be part of a collective, but it's just, what's the point? I mean, pirate radio is a 90s thing, you know? You can get much more downloads on YouTube now. I mean, that's...
Do you think we're showing the people that are listening, the meager handful, anything new that they haven't heard before?
Well, like I said, this stuff can only be heard here. The stuff I put out, some of it can only be heard here. You won't see it on Coast to Coast. They haven't figured it out yet.
But
they did figure out about the draconian.
It's posted out, so you can hear it there.
Yeah, you can hear it. Well, not on Coast to Coast. I won't appear on Coast to Coast.
So if your show's
no
not
way.
There anymore, will it be in the archives
it's
of
in the
lost
archives.
Shows or past shows, or how will it settle? How will it be?
I don't know. It depends on the web. Who knows? You know, collectives of very poor quality. And, like, look at Bad Cop Santa Cruz. You can't post to that. It was a great site, but... Nice. Probably somebody left with the passwords, you know. It's like, I'm disgusted. There's no perseverance. That's how you win in politics. You don't give up. I mean, Occupy just gave up.
Yeah. Let me play a little bit of a random piece by Free the Land from a past show. And see how that sounds. This is called, it had 191 downloads. This show itself. And it shows how popular you got.
Popular with the bots.
Download. Why don't it play this? Why is it downloading again?
I don't know. Let's make the whole show about you working on a computer.
I just want to hear it.
Again, you're obsessing over a small detail that the audience doesn't give a fuck about. Nor me.
Okay. All right. Well... It just won't come up.
See, I'm not a nice guy either. I'll just, instead of like, you have a lot of friends. I have very few. I will just say, I'll be argumentative.
Anyway, I tried to download this
I'll
song.
I'll be negative.
This show
I'll be critical.
Was from the year, who knows? And it's called Music and Talk About City. It's about the anarchist drum circle being taken away. So what year was that? Oh, 2010. June 6, 2010. Wow, I want to go back and hear some of these shows. Free the Land sounds like a cool show.
Not really.
All right, so I won't look at that anymore. And let's ask more about you before the end of this interview. We'll make it a half-hour show on interviewing for your freedom.
We're pretty close to that right now.
Well, let me see. And I hate these squeaks. I wish we had fixed some of the squeaks. We've got 29 and 20 seconds.
There you go.
So you
want to
say something
seconds.
Of a soundbite. Say something funny for your last soundbite. Free radio.
Put the pressure on her.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
I'm not a comedian.
All right. You're very
it's
funny.
Done.
I
that's
enjoyed
all,
it. You've been hilarious.
That's all you get. It's over.
It's all? And what?
I didn't even name all the snitches.
Oh, all right. That'll be the next
one. No, there is no next. There were some snitches. Most people know the Occupy
snitches. The future
snitches.
Snitches in this town?
Well, there's a
Ten
couple.
Seconds.
Everybody pretty knows their names. Well, we won't go into it because no time.
You invented your click to
I could have told you who achieved the most in activism in the time I was here,
your
but no time
to
for that.
Your click to our stream. You got it. Free radio. Your click to our stream. Thanks for listening to this interview. Free Your Freedom on Freak Radio, Free the Land Show, 101.3 and freakradio.org.